Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
It's still not there.
Sports radio.
It's gonna take a while.
FM, the fan, W-F-A-S.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Chris McMonagle here with you on The Fan. 5 hour midnight ride all the way to 5 a.m. in the warm up show. Rami on the other side. 888-808-1019 on this Halloween night. But now I know. November 1st, already in November.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Before you know it, week 9 in the NFL. Happens so fast. Before you know it, be carving the turkey.
It goes by so fast and the streets are crazy. I just got here. Warm weather, giving, you know, women opportunity to wear half nothing on Halloween. That's everybody's favorite tradition. And how about the Jets, who decided to wear a Halloween costume of an actual NFL football team in the second half of this game? Who knew? Who knew the New York Jets, now 3-6, they snap their five-game losing streak. They get on the board. Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson, finally. And that's really like, we know all of the things that were supposed to happen with this team. Of all of the positives, all the things that Aaron Rodgers was supposed to uplift when he came to the New York Jets. So many of them have been failures. So many. And for me, without question, the number one, and it builds into so much of just the overall offense, but the number one failure that shocked me, as much as you could be shocked at a 2-6 Jet team with all this talent, of all the different areas that could shock you as how miserable the Jets have been, the number one for me was the relationship between Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. And the idea that it wasn't just unsuccessful. It looked like something was weighing over it that was, they weren't on the same page. Wilson didn't seem to have the same step, get the same separation. It just felt like he was regressing with Aaron Rodgers for so much of the early part of this season. For so much. And it was like, what did we see that he was able to show us glimpses and make us feel like this is a number one wide receiver with Zach Wilson? And yet, of all the talk and how much, you know, Rodgers is praising him and they're talking about the idea of he could be the next number 17, who obviously is now playing with him, I just never understood how. In fact, I didn't want the talk of getting Davante Adams has been going on for a long time, and I didn't want it because I wanted to see this relationship blossom. And I was afraid that maybe a working relationship and bringing Davante Adams here and the comfortability of Rodgers to Adams would overshadow or hinder the ability of this young, talented, superstar wide receiver to rise up and become the great player we all felt he could be. And maybe it took him to come. Maybe it took Davante Adams to come here, or whatever the case may be. But this relationship is now blossoming. They're getting on the same page. Two touchdowns in this game, and one of the great catches you'll ever see. Just one of the great catches you'll ever see. A one-handed leaping grab off a play, and we'll get to it. A play that I thought was a mistake. I didn't want to go to the end zone. I wanted to pick up 10 yards or so to make an easier field goal kick. I didn't want to take the shot at the end zone and leave a long kick for a kicker who had missed an extra point already and that you have no faith in this Jet kicking game. But Aaron Rodgers showed faith on a one-on-one circumstance to go down the field, and Garrett Wilson makes an incredible play. But this team and this offense, if we go back to the beginning of the game, looked like more of the same. The first half was just, I mean, hard to explain how bad. The first play of the game, Aaron Rodgers has an opportunity to hit Davante Adams for a big play, and he throws it out of bounds. Like, he didn't even give Adams a chance to make a play. Didn't even give him a chance. And it was just, it was worse from there. And then, obviously, Malachi Corley, who drops the touchdown before he crosses the goal line. I mean, it just felt like this Jet team is absolutely cursed. They're cursed by bad coaching. They're cursed by stupidity. They're cursed by the inability to get it going. Aaron Rodgers is falling apart. Davante Adams can't get it done. Breece Hall has regressed. Garrett Wilson has regressed. This team is just falling apart around us. And going up against the Texans team that, you know, we know are very good and now are 6-3 on the year and have C.J. Stroud, a young, burgeoning superstar quarterback in the league, but they're down. They're down, Nico Collins. They're down, Steph Diggs. They're left with nothing but Tank Dell and a run game that's been positive, but this was a chance on a short week to bring this team into your building. With your life on the line and them injured, we know the advantage home teams have on short weeks, and the first half was just gross. And I don't know what happened in the second half, but for whatever reason, this offense awoke. And Rodgers, like, on different plays, it ended up getting called back for a penalty, but he had a 15-yard run on a third down, making guys miss. Like, he looked better. Everything looked better. Once it got and clicked, you can see it's still not there just yet. And at 3-6, it feels like it's still probably too little too late. Because if you go back, if they would have won this, and that's what's really like, if they win the game against New England that they have no business losing, if they go back and win that game against Denver, you're talking about a season that's alive, and maybe you're feeling right now, hey, we just took on the Texans, I know they're down some injuries, but hey, now we've got two wins in a row, 5-4, season alive, offense still struggling, but starting to click in the second half of this game, and the relationship between Wilson and Rodgers blossoming. Davante Adams comes back after what you thought could have been a concussion, gets checked for a concussion, comes back, gets the game-winning touchdown. And maybe this season would be in a different place than where you feel it is right now, which is probably too little too late. And we could talk about, and I heard them talking about it on the broadcast, all the different teams that are under 500 or right around 500 that they play the rest of the year. You're going to have to see it before you believe it, but in this game, they did things for the first time. And then, like, you get the ridiculous penalty on an opportunity to bring the game. They score the touchdown to Wilson. The defense immediately, like, that's what's still frustrating about this team now. They made the plays to win this game 21-13. But they go down, they score a touchdown and put themselves up 14-7 or 14-10. And immediately, the defense gives up a big play. They let Tank Dell get behind them and give up a big play on second down. It's just like, this defense, Rodgers goes in there, sticks it in, makes an unbelievable play. Wilson makes an incredible catch, one-handed. We'll go through it throughout the morning. One-handed, one foot down, shin before the knee, which is almost impossible. Like, I have a shin and I have a knee. In fact, I have two of them. And I know that they work congruently.
And I'm not sure if you offered me $1 million, I could figure out a way to fall and have my shin hit before my knee. I'm not sure I could do it. Like, honestly, I don't even know if I could figure out a way to have my shin inbounds before my knee falls out of bounds. But somehow Wilson did. And they make that play off a long third down where, in my mind, again, I think it's a mistake throwing to the end zone. I want to set up an easier field goal. And they make that great play. And this defense that had a decent night, the defensive line played well, but they give up that moonshot right away. But then they hold, they force a long field goal, and this is where, right, these are one of the circumstances that typically kill a Jet game. Kill a Jet game, kill a Jet season, which this loss would have officially, if not already officially ended. And, you know, as much as I'm excited about this win, and as much as the offense did click, and they did beat a good football team here, even with injuries. You never know in the NFL. But this loss would have stamped it as officially dead. And that's what they're fighting against here. And under those circumstances, when you get the penalty from the rookie, what's his name? I was driving in the car. I just want to make sure I get it right. No, the penalty on the, doesn't matter. They get a penalty on a field goal kick. Where you could see him jump and drive his knee right into the center. They force, after a sack on third down, they get a 15-yard loss, setting up a long field goal. The field goal's good. Jets still have a one-point lead with an opportunity for the offense to come back on the field, have a long drive, and seal the deal. And instead, you get a personal foul, 15-yard penalty, automatic first down, half the distance to the goal on putting your knee in the face of the center when you know you can't touch the center on field goals. Having that play happen, that's a game. That's it. The New York Jets lose that football game forever. Forever. The New York Jets lose that football game. They're dropping touchdowns in the first half. They are literally dropping the ball before they score for a touchback in the first half of this game.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
And I don't know what magic worked on this Halloween night in New York City or New Jersey. But somehow in the first half, they can't complete a wide open play to Devontae Adams on the first play of the game that would have resulted in a big play, if not a touchdown. Second play is a drop from Breece Hall. Later in the game, they're literally dropping touchdowns before they run into the end zone. And then in the second half, they get miraculous catches. They get shins down before knees. And then they get the worst penalty you could possibly imagine and give C.J. Stroud an opportunity at, what, the 12-yard line to stick it in the end zone. And I'm telling you, that would have killed this team. That would have ended this game. They had a one-point lead after forcing a long field goal. He makes it. One-point lead. Offense back on the field. Go kill 4 minutes and win this football game. Instead, they get a disastrous penalty that leads to another opportunity to score. And if that ball goes in the end zone and they fall down a touchdown, this game is, oh, or they fall down 4 points, whatever it would have been, they would have, that offense would have never risen off the deck and won that football game. Instead, the defense holds, forces a field goal, and they miss it, doink off the left field goal post. I mean, that is, the Jets were blessed this evening, and the Jets are never blessed. And then Aaron Rodgers in this offense, in that drive at the end of the game to go seal the deal, looked like Aaron Rodgers in an NFL offense. It did. It looked like Aaron Rodgers in an NFL offense. They made big calls, big decisions on third down to instead of go the rote way of handing the ball off and forcing timeouts and, you know, third and three. Oh, no, let's roll them out and hit the tight end on the run. Third down, end of the game, or end of the drive. You don't run, you don't stop. Boom! Touchdown to Devontae Adams to seal this thing. Aggressive calls. Aaron Rodgers moving much better in this game. All of the things you needed, right? You needed better play calling. You've gotten it here. I thought they really did a nice job with the offensive game plan in the second half after a disastrous first. You needed Aaron Rodgers to show a pulse. And after missing a touchdown throw, possibly, on the first throw of the game, atrocious throw. Didn't even give his wide receiver a chance. Doesn't give Adams a chance, let alone hit him while he's open. Throws it out of bounds. Next play is a drop ball from Hall. And away we go with the entire first half. And instead, in the second half, he shows up. I know it's called back for a penalty, but he's running for 15 yards down to the goal line for a first down. He's making the big throws, puts the ball right in the bucket for the Devontae Adams touchdown, gives his wide receiver a chance on third long and shows trust and faith in the superstar young wide receiver to go up there and make an incredible catch. And with the game on the line, the defense held, and with the game on the line to go out there and seal it, the New York Jets, Aaron Rodgers, go down the field, look like an NFL offense, make bold, excellent play calls that secure first downs and touchdowns to ice this game against the Houston Texans, 21-13, and the season's alive. It's alive. It's on life support. They're heading, you know, out to Arizona with an opportunity to win a game. Like, and if you look at the rest of the schedule, let's be fair. And I understand, hey, we all thought the part of the schedule that was, you know, Denver, Minnesota. I know that's kind of flipped now with how good Minnesota's been. But starting the year, it was like, oh, look, Den, you got Tennessee, New England, Denver, Minnesota. That's four straight wins before you head to Buffalo. And obviously, that loss in Denver is a disaster. The loss out in London to Minnesota leads to the ending of your head coach. Buffalo is a game you had an opportunity to win, you don't. You get kind of beaten up in Pittsburgh. The offense continues to look terrible. And then you lose the game in what has been the low point of all low points. And they got off the deck and won a game against Houston. And now you look at, as much as that schedule you thought you'd make a lot more hay, if you're being fair, Arizona is the most up-and-down team in the NFL. Like, arguably one of the most up and down. You don't know what you're going to get week to week. Lose to a bad team, compete with a good team, blow a game late, rally late. Like, they're all over the place. You got the Indianapolis Colts, whose quarterback is completing, what, 40% of his passes. You got a Seattle team that hasn't had the season they had hoped. And then you get Tua at Miami. Jacksonville is in a, you know, a very good team right now. They're pretty awful. The Rams are starting to play better and getting healthy, but they're looking to trade Cup. Like, this thing over the next few weeks, the Jets have an opportunity to get back into this season. I don't know if I expect it. I don't know if this game shows me enough to really feel like I'm real positive about it, but it starts with one step. And after a miserable first half of ugly, ugly football, the same type of football we have seen from the Jets over the last 5 weeks, in the second half, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets offense showed up. Plain and simple. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets offense showed up. The defense made stops when they had to. they overcame a terrible penalty. Garrett Wilson is showing he can be a superstar and makes one of the great catches of the year. I think I would still slow my roll before we start comparing it to Odell Beckham's one-handed catch. I don't think it was that good just because of the nature of how Odell had to extend and reach back. This ball was kind of in front of him, but still, whatever. An incredible catch. It's more about getting his feet down than making the one-handed grab for me. That's what's incredible about it. But still, an incredible catch. They're getting together. How many weeks now of 100-yard receiving yards for Wilson? Two touchdowns in this game. And the offense, when needed to be called upon to go ice it, they went down the field and put the ball in the end zone. Didn't just get the ice. Didn't just force the timeouts. Didn't just give the defense an opportunity to hold and make them give them the feel like. Went out there and won the freaking football game and put it on ice and put it right in the end zone. And for the first time in the last 5 weeks, New York Jet fans can at least smile a little bit with a Thursday performance against a good quality football team. I don't care the injuries. I understand that. A good quality football team with a young superstar quarterback. And they went out there, played like crap for a half, and then came out and looked like what, this much, like a resemblance of what we had hoped this Jet team could have looked like all year long. So the Jets get a win. A big one, a lot to take out of it. Still some negatives, obviously, in the first half. Still too many penalties. Still a killer penalty at the end of the half, at the end of the game, or at least the middle of the fourth quarter, that absolutely could have sunk them. Eric Watts makes a ridiculous, terrible penalty that almost cost the team the game, but it didn't. And it actually benefited them. And that never happens to the Jets, ever. When is the last time the New York Jets had a devastating penalty? Devastating. Where they're about to get the ball back with a one-point lead. They make them force for the field goal after the big play to Tank Dell. They make him kick a 44-yard field goal. He makes it. They got an opportunity to get the offense right back on the field after a touchdown drive to go out there and seal a one-point victory with, I don't know, 6-5 minutes left. And instead, a personal foul penalty on kneeing the center in the face on the field goal. They get the ball back half the distance to the goal, put them at the 12-yard line, and instead that benefits them. And even if they force the kick, even if he makes the field goal again, you could argue it benefits him and knocks some time off the clock. But he misses the kick. The Jets benefited on a 15-yard, then half the distance to the goal, or something like that. I was in the car. Half the distance to the goal line after the 15-yard penalty or whatever it was, and took away a chance to go steal the deal. It felt like a killer penalty at the moment. And not only did it not hurt them, it benefited them. When is the last time that's happened? You know something's in the air when that happens. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Jets with a win. We'll still obviously talk about the Yankees. I'm still very sad. It's very hard, I have to admit. I was out there trick-or-treating my sons today, and I'll get to this and what their Halloween costume was. But food doesn't taste as good. Water doesn't quench the thirst. Like, I am absolutely sick to my stomach moment to moment. I'm not kidding. This is one of the tougher losses I've ever experienced in my life. The way that they just self-destructed in that inning is still something that is weighing on me on a moment to moment basis. Like, I don't even remember the 0-4 Red Sox game weighing on me. I don't remember 0-1 weighing on me like this. I literally am sick all day long because of what happened the other night. So we'll get to it. We'll get to Juan Soto's future. I know everybody wants to talk about Juan Soto's future and the way he answered questions, because we're all experts on people's body language and tone. We know exactly what they mean and exactly how they mean it every time they speak. We're all experts. We'll get to that. Get to Aaron Judge. We'll get to Aaron Boone. So we'll do a lot of Yankee talk. But we start with the New York Jets, who actually showed a pulse, an offense that actually showed a pulse, a relationship between Wilson and Aaron Rodgers that seems to be blossoming, and an offense that went out there and won the game for them in the second half against a damn good football team. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. Quick break. Come back with your phone calls. And we got full 5-hour midnight ride. Plenty of time to get to all the topics we want to discuss. McMonagle here with you in the overnights all the way to 5 a.m. We'll be right back.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.